healthy mind and body makes it easier to give and achieve. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. And this is the third one of just doing one-offs until next week, please God, when we start a new series. So this week, I'm traveling back from New York, energized, inspired, uplifted, somewhat rested. Can't say it was a big rest, but ready to go, ready to push on. And I've been thinking about this concept of importance, and I try, whether it's once a year or 2 years, to get away, often overseas where I visit family, but it's also a time when I spend more time learning for myself, studying, praying without distraction, learning with others, attending some talks from other people, and so on. And that when I'm finished doing it, I often understand the importance of it. I am very blessed to be able to work constantly in the area of inspiring others, giving to others, teaching others. But everyone should be blessed in, you know, doing what they do, whether it's business, whether it's a profession, whether it's teaching, because we all try to live lives with meaning and giving, lives of selflessness. We each have a soul. The soul is selfless. The soul is where the divine spark lives. The soul is where selflessness lives. And we all know that a life of giving is a life of meaning. Everyone in our own way, we need to always try to live our lives that we can do for others. We can sometimes be a little bit less selfish and more selfless and help others, encourage others, teach others, support others, make room for others, connect with others. But that concept, that meaning comes from the soul. But it comes from a soul that works with a body and works with a mind and works with our conscious self. And therefore, sometimes we actually have to temporarily stop giving. Not completely, of course, not becoming a selfish, not to become a narcissist overnight. But we have to hold back on the giving so we can strengthen ourselves. And I always think about this. Today they talk a lot about self-care. Now, self-care doesn't only have to be physical. It can even be self-care, spiritual self-care, where you take off time from giving to others and you focus more on your own spirituality, your own growth, which actually is really important. Provided that, of course, we understand what the goal is. Because there is a danger, today especially, where people often focus on the I, on the self, that when we preach self-care a lot, we start to become self-absorbed, and that's a problem. So, we need to remember, self-care is really important. And I understand that, that's why I take off twice a year or a year, and I do travel, and I travel to an environment where I think I can nurture my soul and I can really grow a little bit and become revived and inspired and reinvigorated. But I also think we need to always remember what the purpose of that is. The purpose of that is to give. The purpose of that is to bring meaning to oneself and to others. The purpose of that is to inspire others, to give to others, to make room for others, as we just explained. But in order to do that, we need to make sure that our mind, our body and our soul are all nurtured and strong. Because body, soul and our mind and our conscious mind and intellect have to work together. And if we wear ourselves thin, we're not able to give anymore. And that's why it becomes a problem. But we shouldn't be too absorbed in that. The goal is to give. I read somewhere an interesting little analogy for that. That, you know, an ambulance is a vehicle that is there to save other people, to save lives. But like any other vehicle, an ambulance needs gas, needs petrol. Therefore, every once in a while, it will not be driving to a destination where it's going to pick someone up to take them to hospital or to administer healthcare. Sometimes the ambulance has to take a trip to the garage, to this gas station, and fill up its tank. Now, no one in their right mind would ever say that's a primary component of the life of an ambulance. Of course not, it's secondary, but nevertheless really important. And I think the same thing is with human beings. Taking care of ourselves is not our goal. Connecting to others, helping others, giving to others, that's a goal. Living a godly life, connecting to something higher than ourselves, that's a goal. But in order to do that, we need to go to the gas station. We have to pick up on petrol. Okay? So it becomes very important and very critical. We should never make it a focus of life. So the balance is really important. The balance is make sure we're strong, make sure we're healthy. Whether it means in a physical way, doing exercise once in a while, eating properly, resting properly. All these are really important. Going away for some spiritual experience where one can learn longer and pray more intensely and so on and so forth. All these things are critically important. We should never forget what the goal is, and the goal is to give, to come back and to inspire. So today I'm just going to do something very short in a meditation, and just to reflect for a moment what this all means. Close your eyes and just for a few moments breathe in and out, paying attention to your breath, your neshama, through which you pay attention to your neshama, your soul. The soul is our divine spark. The soul has many layers, and at its core, it's a divine infusion. It's where purpose lives, meaning lives, selflessness lives. So thinking about our neshama is thinking about the power to be godly, to live meaningfully, the power to give, the power to be selfless. But the soul must be expressed through the body and the mind, and all three need to be healthy, strong. We need to nurture our soul, but not as an end into itself, but for the purpose to give, to be selfless. Think about your soul and ask yourself, am I healthy enough for the soul to be expressed? Does it need nurturing? Does it need strengthening? So that I can continue to give. So that's our little message for the day. But remembering at the same time that taking off time to using the words of Stephen Covey to sharpen the saw, it's not an end in itself, but it's to be able to saw the wood in a much stronger and better way. Have a wonderful day.